All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Red TV. We're back with Married with Children. Hold on, guys. You don't need subtitles. I don't need subtitles. So let's get rid of the subtitles. But if you do request the subtitles, let me know. All right.
Hey, kids! Time to torture me, I'm home! Let's hear the pitter-patter of little feet, the thrusting of greedy little hands. What's this? Dear Al, the kids are spending the night someplace, and I'm going out for a few hours. Peggy, P.S. dinner's on the table.
Ah!
Yeah, nothing says loving like something from the oven. I'm a bird man and a cub fan. Ah, got the whole house to myself. It's like I died and went to hell.
How was your day, honey?
Up till now, great. First, I caught all the green lights to and from work. Then, I heard three good songs in a row on the oldie station. But best of all, some fat woman came in the store and yelled at me. And she went out and fell right on her ass. And tonight, the Cubs and you, you're going out.
No, I'm not. We were going to have a Tupperware party over at Mrs. Zimmerman's house. But the store was out of X-rated tape, so I came home. You know what? Since the kids are both gone, I was thinking maybe we could fool around.
Peg, if we do that now, your birthday just won't be special.
Come on, honey.
I gotta say no. But here's an idea. Get me some chips.
Gotta say no. But how about this? Sex for potato chips.
I gotta say no. I'll give you $5.
Hell, this'll last longer than sex, anyhow.
Where's the chips?
Probably at the store.
What the heck? Still a good day. I got my game, got my beer, got my gal. Well, at least the kids are gone.
Our dad, hi, Mom.
I thought you were staying out someplace.
Well, I was, but Robbie's mom came home in a bad mood. She said something about no movies, no Tupperware. Scooch over. How's work?
Who cares? How's school?
Who cares?
Good boy. Now shut up, bud. The game's gonna come up.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
I thought you were spending the night out.
I did.
Scooch over.
Oh, guess what? You know Billy's dad? You know, the one who goes through his own garbage? He just won a Porsche for being the 15th caller on the radio. Isn't that great?
That is the third Porsche on the block. I can't believe our neighborhood. Porsche, Porsche, Dodge, Porsche.
Yeah, we also have wage earners, leeches, and wage earners.
Kids, I think it's time to thank your father for bringing home minimum wage.
Thanks, Dad.
Yep, I had a life once. Any more good news?
Yeah. We learned in school today that by the time you retire, Social Security won't be there anymore. You're not going to come live with us.
Did I tell you kids that I love you today?
No, Dad.
Well, think about that on your way upstairs.
Gee, I wonder who that could be.
Oh, that's Steve and Marcy. Now don't answer it, Peg.
Oh, look, it's Steve and Marcy.
manager of the leading bank of Chicago.
Steve got promoted.
Well, congratulations. Did you hear that, Al? Steve got promoted.
Yeah, that's great. What grade's he in?
Oh, Al. You know, when Marcy got that spot at Kyoto National, her job at our bank opened up.
Steve's going to be making a lot more money now.
Guess what I got under my arm?
Nair burn.
A lot more money, Al. Anyhow, I brought some brochures. We're going to get a new car. You know, one that makes a statement that says, why is he living in this neighborhood?
I'm so proud of my man.
Come and tell me what it's like, Mars.
Anyhow, Al, you know about cars. I've narrowed it down to the Volvo, the Baby Benz, and the BMW 3 Series. Which would you get if you had any money at all?
Well, the BMW is a driver's car, but if you should happen to drive into a wall, the Benz has airbags, so I'd go with the BMW.
What's the matter, Al? Bad day?
Nope, because I'm going to watch the Cubs. Yep, I'm watching them pull the tarp over the field.
And the game is called Due to Rain. Stay tuned for something boring.
Well, it's kind of hard to describe. You know, it's the kind of feeling of being happy to be married to him, admiring him, looking forward to him coming home.
Mars, look at Al. Would you look forward to him coming home?
I'm sorry, Peggy.
About the colors. See, I'm leaning towards black. That'll attract the women. Make them see what they can't have. Let's go, Mars.
Hey, you see what his plan is.
By the way, Marcy has to go away this weekend. Her mother's thinking of remarrying, and she's driving up to run a quick credit check. Can you give me a lift home from work tomorrow?
Why don't you ask a friend?
I don't want to put any of them out. Let's go, Mars. Let's go buy something.
Ooh. I just love it when you talk spending to me.
I can't believe
that says a lot.
Everybody in the world
it really does.
Oh, honey, that's not true. You're not.
You're my rock, Peg.
And you are my albatross, Al. Look, honey. You're still a young man, and there's plenty of chances to make it big.
How sweet of you, Peg. A fella couldn't ask for a better wife.
It's okay, Wyatt. Hi, Al. Be right with you.
Yeah, I've never been in a bank that was closed before.
Yeah, this is where it all happens. You know, this is my favorite time and my favorite place. Yeah, some people like Hawaii at sunset. Me, give me a bank after hours. It's the cathedral of capitalism.
The cathedral of capitalism.
It's the sound of interest accruing.
Interest accruing, huh?
In a second, just a few last-minute managerial duties. Tomorrow's a really busy day, so I have to put out all these next window please signs, because we're only going to have two tellers working.
But hey, those people, they tend to have quite a bit of money when you, if you're constantly focused on money and thinking about money and working towards that kind of thing, you sometimes end up with a lot of money. Yeah.
Steve, smell this. Tell me we don't have the
same rights as a bank president and his squeeze. I'll see your 50,000 and I'll raise you this gold.
Guarantee you ain't gonna have that at a local bank.
Check high.
Unless someone owns
it. Out. Two of them. Hey, Steve, Indian poker for this guy's mortgage.
I feel like it, Al. Is it unnatural for me to be horny?
Not at all, Steve. Money is love. This is a car. This is a house. And all this is a blonde.
$100,000.
Wow. Steve, I'm gonna just throw something at you. Let's say I pull the car around back. We load it up.
The car to Canada.
Call the girls in about 10 years. Why?
I don't exactly know.
Come on, Steve.
I don't know. He said.
Wakes up, kill him.
What?
Wait a second. Al, this is insane. It's wrong. It's illegal. Oh, that's it. It's illegal. Ah, come on, buddy. We've had our fun. Let's go home.
All right, you're right, you're right. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. Ungrateful redhead, rotten kids. Yeah. Yeah, I'm back now, but what a beautiful memory. I wish I had a picture of it so I could show my grandchildren I had all this money, but their grandmother spent it all.
I know. But got our memories. Let's go, buddy.
Well, I think we should be very proud of your daddy. He just cost us the only chance we'll ever have for happiness.
I'll tell you this much. The man I marry would have taken that money.
Hey, leave Dad alone. Don't you think he knows he made the biggest mistake of all our lives?
As I said to Steve, it's illegal and wrong, and I'll have no part of it.
Yeah, sure.
Al, tell me something, honey. When you were in there with all that money, what'd you think about?
Well, Peg, I thought if I did take it, you and me and the kids would drive up to Canada and live the life we deserve.
Aw, honey.
I know, I know.
All right, Al, there's $1 million missing. Where is it?
What? $1 million, man.
Steve, listen, you know I didn't take it. Now, how could I carry out $1 million?
Those security bonds. 10 stinking pieces of paper. You could have put them anywhere while I was out of the vault.
Security bonds. Brilliant, Dad.
Those are good in Canada, aren't they, Al?
A cashmere sweater, a CD player, David Lee Roth's
stuff that's obsolete now.
Yeah.
Listen,
maybe not the sweater.
When they check the duty roster, one word is going to come down from above. Rhodes, and I will have one.
Definitely David Lee Roth.
Listen, Steve, I didn't take it.
Al, we're talking 20 to 50 with chainsaw killers. I don't think I'm serving time alone, Bunky. If I'm going to be playing in the showers with maniacs, you're going to be passing the soap.
I did not take it.
Hello, Debbie? Remember when you said you wouldn't go out with me for all the money in the world? Let's test that theory, shall we?
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home, drink moderately, and pass out. And when I come to, you're going to give the money back. Because I believe deep down that you are an honest man. Here I go. Walking through the door to leave you alone with your conscience. Peggy, I'm depending on you to make him do the right thing.
Steve, if Al said he didn't take it, he didn't take it. God, I love you! Oh, sure, my husband shows me no affection and has a go-nowhere job. But Daddy is really taking care of his family now, kids!
Peg, listen to me for once in your life. I don't have the money.
Now, don't think you're holding out on me, Al. I've made your breakfasts. I've had your children. I've even gone to the bathroom after you. I've paid my dues, Al. I've earned that money just as if I'd taken it myself. Half of it's mine. Unless you go to prison, and then it's all mine. Where is it, Snooky?
Don't know.
Okay, Al. I believe you.
I know what you're thinking. How can I serve my daddy?
You can fix me breakfast.
What's in it for us?
Right. Why should I make breakfast for a man who won't even cut us in?
Well, okay, Peg, but I'll tell you this. If a guy did have $1 million, he sure wouldn't share it with someone who wouldn't fix his breakfast.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so she can cook. No excuse, man.
It's not golden brown enough.
I knew it. I'm sorry. The harm is done, bud. Daddy's upset.
Don't bash your mom. Juice, Al?
Why not?
I squeezed it myself. Tell us again about Rio, honey.
Okay. We'll all be there, laying in the sun. Pulp. The palm trees will be swaying in the breeze. And the cabana boys. They live to serve you.
Kelly, move it with Daddy's juice.
And the surfer boys, in their tiny little bathing suits, will be riding the waves.
Tell me again about their bodies, Al.
Yeah.
They're tight, Peg. Young, tight and tan, still glistening from the surf.
Damn.
Would you like another rub down with your breakfast, Al?
Peg, I'm raw, I'm full, and I can't go on. Leave me alone, I don't have the money.
Yeah, right, and I don't have a date with Debbie. 18-year-old Debbie.
Money talks, Kel. I'll get that, dear. Rio de Janeiro, where the boys swing their derriero. Well, fun day.
Right about now, they should discover there's $1 million missing. They think back. Let's see, who was the last person in the bank on Saturday? Who had the opportunity? Why, it was Rhodes. No wonder he called in sick today. Well, let's turn down his car loan and give him 20 years to life. Of course, I'll turn you in. And as soon as we're both behind bars, I'm going to kill you. And if I can't do it myself, I'll make sure my boyfriend's bigger than yours.
Now don't let him scare you, Al. You could do 20 years standing on your head.
Yeah, Dad, and we'll be waiting right here for you when you get out.
Look, Al, I can see why you wouldn't mind prison, but I like my home life. Nice welcome home present for Marcy. What's she gonna say when I don't show up for dinner for the next 20 years to life? There's the long arm of the law.
Nope, it's the frog legs of your wife.
Hi, Steve. I missed you so much.
She's wearing red. That's how they got Dillinger.
Are you feeling okay, Steve? I went by your bank when I got back to town and they said you were sick.
They happened to mention anything else about me?
Well, no, Steve. But you're gonna love this. Your bank lost $1 million.
job and things just fall apart. I mean, how do you lose $1 million? They were in a panic. The computer made a transfer of funds to Munich, but the telex confirmation
had the 12-hour international delay. Of course.
Well, I'm sure you would have caught it if you hadn't been out sick.
I'm better now.
Isn't that something? I bet a couple of idiots down at the bank thought somebody took it.
We are banking professionals, Al. Come on, Steve, let's go home.
All right, just a minute, Marcy. Al?
Yes, Steve?
Keep your kids away from my Mercedes.
The funniest thing is, with that telex delay, somebody could have really taken that $1 million and been well into Canada by the time they caught it.
Oh, man.
We don't have $1 million, Al.
Peg, I've been trying to tell you that for 2 days.
You know I never listened to you. Well, we're broke again, kids. Thank your father.
Thanks, Dad.
What the hell? We're rich in other ways. We've still got each other. Well, I'm going to work. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll stop off after work and get us some sugar pops. See? We're not too broke to eat.
Well, life isn't so bad, is it, kids?
And on a local note, tragedy was narrowly averted moments ago when a sobbing woman and her two hysterical children were talked down from a ledge on the Sears Tower. It's believed to be the first family suicide attempt in Chicago history. The woman was quoted as sobbing, "Shoes. He sells shoes."
I'm home!
Oh, man. That whole episode was a giant red pill on money. It really was. How everybody's like, and you gotta understand, she was talking about all the other men she'd rather be with than her own husband.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about all the women he'd rather be with other than his wife. Same thing with Steve. They were both acting like that. Money changes people sometimes.
Yeah.
When you get an awful lot of money and you can do all these things, you know, all these, that's what these alpha guys do.
Oh, yeah.
The alpha guys will say, I'll teach you how to become rich and successful. And these young men, they listen. They're like, I want to be rich and successful. I want to have all kinds of money. I want all these women.
Yeah.
And that's why we have this whole thing we do now. Or the manosphere, the alpha sphere, rather you call it, because it's not the manosphere anymore. But that's the issue. And what they're trying to say in this episode here is, yeah, everybody wants that fucking lifestyle, but a lot of us won't actually have it. And, of course, it's very, very, you know, it's one of those things that they just kind of promote because they know they can make money off of teaching you. They used to have infomercials on that would say, I can show you how to make $1 million. I can show you how to make, you know, and that's all these guys are doing. And it's kind of sad that people fall for that shit, but you can't blame them, especially now in these times. Because women know if there's a man with a lot of damn money, they're going to want to hit him up.
Yeah.
And if there's a, you know, I mean, that's all it is. Yeah, that's all I had to say on that. Okay, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Red TV with Married with Children.